This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Yes, the official overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio is about to hit your ears and your mind, so you'll be stimulated, I guarantee it, or your money back. In the next hour conversation from Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen is my name. We've been doing this for quite a long time, and we seem to have it down. I think we know how to do this, Michael. Don't you think?
Like we said, Doug Steffen is my name, and talking about things is my game.
Right, exactly. The time when I had an offer to be a game show host, and I turned it down.
You missed out on it. You would have been a great game show host.
Yeah, well, you know what? It was. They did it in the summertime, and I would not have the time to be on my farm, so I turned down something that probably changed the course of my career.
Really? You really were offered a big-time game show hosting position?
I don't know how big-time it was. It was in the Game Network. Remember the Game Show Network getting started?
Yeah.
I've forgotten. That was in the, was it late 80s? No.
Who knows anymore? It was sometime before the pandemic. After that, I thought bets are off.
It's pre-pandemic. It's PP time or post. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's PP.
It is PP time.
PPP and PPP. Pre and post pandemic,
yep.
But I could see you hosting Jeopardy, actually, you would have been great on one of those goofy games like the Newlywed Game.
Yes, I would.
Or Survey Surge, you know, that Steve Harvey does.
Steve Harvey has been a genius at harvesting what is fairly good talent. But the way he presents himself, whether it's on his radio show, whether he has good people around him, so he does the stuff that is inspired by things like WKRP. He does his Thanksgiving turkey drop thing every year on the radio, and it's cool. But he's able to apply himself. And here's the story, one of the most amazing things that, if you don't know, Steve Harvey lived in his car before he became successful. He did the rounds in Los Angeles at the stand-up joints, and finally it hit whoever saw him first. But for almost a year, I think, he lived in his car. So let that be a lesson to you about success.
Yeah.
Under the circumstances. Okay, let's get to our story list.
We have a chart list here to do.
Yes, we do.
And these are the stories, the big stories of what has been, research-wise, kind of a truncated week. It's heavily weighed toward Monday through Wednesday. And one of the things I noticed as I look back at this week is, more so than ever before, this was like a week off. It was like Christmas week. It was people, even though a lot of people had a
week. Gonzo. Right.
There was a definite unplugging of the focus.
Yeah.
You picked up on that as well?
I did.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact. Because those of us who are in business, when we're trying to do business with people and they're not there, it becomes annoying. People use any excuse, and it's becoming old hat, and it's becoming annoying. Well, it's the holiday time. So what, the world has to shut down for a month and a half?
I get the feeling it's going to be this way all the way through to New Year. Though, you know, Thanksgiving is now behind us, that there's going to be just a... But number 10 is Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
Yeah.
Black Friday during a period of inflation is an interesting concept.
Right.
And number 9, space exploration. And that's tied with the Artemis moon mission.
Yay, yay. Go America.
Yeah, right. Let's beat the Soviets.
Yeah.
And
the Chinese.
Right, the Soviets. It sounds funny when you hear the Soviet Union.
Soviets.
Put up Sputnik. At number 8, we have a bunch of health things. We have this thing called RSV. We have the flu, and we have COVID.
Are you familiar with the term RSV before? It seems to have just popped into the general vernacular in the last few months. Have you?
I thought it was sort of like something you drove around in when
right.
You, know, you couldn't find a hotel room. You know.
Well, let's take the RV.
No, I've never heard the term RSV before.
Mm-hmm.
Until this.
Of course, they're affecting children, it seems.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. But it's look, we're not out of the pandemic yet. We're just in a different.
Well, it's not a pandemic any longer. It's just a fact of life. It is in our lives. It will be in our lives, affecting our lives going forward. That's it. So, like the flu is, like colds are, it's there.
Well,
like it or not.
Yeah. At number seven, we have crime, race relations, and LGBTQ rights. A lot of bad stuff happening.
Shooting up this week.
Number six, Virginia Walmart and Club Q shootings. There always seems to be one of those at least every month.
Yeah.
At number five, we have the Russia-Ukraine war, foreign affairs. And what's with the World Cup? When did America suddenly become such a big soccer place? When did this happen? What happened?
The argument
is
about
my imagination?
I have, you know, my friend Uri Geller, who's the mentalist that lives in Iraq. He had a football club. Actually, he still owns a football club. Well, he calls it a football club. It's a soccer club. So when I talk to him about football and soccer, he's all excited about the World Cup and football. And he keeps calling it football. I keep saying to him, it's not football. And he says, yes, it is. You Americans don't know what real football is.
Right.
How do you argue with that? I guess you can't.
Well, if you're looking at it objectively, you know, based upon the terminology, soccer is far more football than football.
Yeah,
football.
With your feet.
They don't do that much kicking in football.
Yeah, you're right.
Whereas soccer is all kicking, either the foot or the body or the head. But I'm not going to say anything bad about soccer because I don't need to. I don't want to be disparaging about something or
well, let's say something bad about football. Maybe this is a good way to get rid of football. I'm for getting rid of American football. It should be banned because it's so dangerous. And let's bring in soccer. How about that? Let's make that the national.
Let's make that a national movement. Why don't you and I devote ourselves our lives
killing
to
football
to getting rid of football,
American football,
get rid of it. Especially now that the Patriots aren't good anymore. Who needs it?
Yeah, right. Exactly. And Tom Brady is getting himself involved in that Bitcoin controversy, and so yeah, it's over. But those of you who you're just lost, you're living in the dark ages. If you still like football, you might as well, you know, you're just in the wrong league, literally and figuratively. It's gone.
Right. Football and Bitcoin, great. Son, this is the future. Football and Bitcoin.
There you go.
All right, number four, Musk and Twitter, Iger and Disney. At number three, we have the economy and a threatened rail strike.
You know, can I stop there for just a second with you? We can come back to it if you want.
Why not?
I think...
I've got no place to go.
Well, you've got another 45 minutes.
It makes it easier for me. When you stop and talk, it makes it easier for me.
I just think that this whole business of all the unions, somehow or other, there are a dozen unions that are inveigled into the rail industry in our country. Who was it? Who is the genius that decided or acquiesced to having all of the railroad unions have a contract? They all have different contracts, but they all expire on the same day. Who was dumb enough to put that into play or smart enough in terms of the unions so that if any one of them has a problem, they all have a problem and everybody goes on strike and the country comes to a screeching halt and these guys have us by the short hairs? Where's the leadership?
Maybe we should devote our lives to straightening that out instead of football.
Maybe we could do both.
Wow, that would certainly give meaning to programs such as this.
Yeah, thank you.
Actually, in all seriousness, you make a good point.
Yeah.
And I assume that your sensitivity and knowledge of the importance of the railroads is tied into your abundant knowledge about agriculture, food, farming,
transportation.
Shipping.
Yeah, I've always been very interested in transportation.
It ties together.
Yeah.
And number two, we have Trump legal issues and Trump presidential ambitions. So he's a topic. Now he's a topic and a tie. He's a tie between two topics at number two.
He's amazing.
And, I mean, I don't know what this country's going to do when he finally fades from the scene. What are we going to do? Who are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
And,
he's going sooner. My prediction is he's going sooner than later. That isn't fall. That when you hear when the Trumpsters like when they hear that they go bananas. But I think
maybe he can get that talk that game show host job.
That could be. Yeah, he's good on The Apprentice. Yep, he's going to have a lot of MAGA hats left over. You've seen those, right? The new MAGA hats are now MAGA hats.
No, I haven't seen that.
Make America Great and Glorious Again, MAGA.
Oh. I like that. Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Hey, that's a cool logo. Tricky. I'm going to vote for Trump.
Right.
All right. And number one, politics and the midterms aftermath.
The deals that are being made. So Kevin McCarthy, he and Pelosi are number six on the people list. Maybe I should never go there. I just find that he's such a weakling that he's got to make deals with even some of the younger, Marjorie Taylor Greene said, do you want my vote? Then you got to do this. But you got to do that. So there's all kinds of deal. He doesn't have the strength. You know, you hand it to Pelosi. She had a hammer, a lock on whatever. However, she got pictures of these guys with the chickens, maybe. I don't know how she did it. But there was never a question about her being the leader of the Democrats in the House. But Kevin McCarthy's having a hard time clawing his way to the top.
Well, and the Republicans are going to have problems with their House majority. It's a very thin one. And if you recall, when they had everything going for them, when Trump first was elected, they couldn't make much of it. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to run a political party, even when you have the advantage these days, because the parties are fractured. Yeah. So. Let's look at the people. You want to do that, or do we have to take a break?
No, we'll pause for a moment, and then we'll get to the people. If I hadn't been so distracted by all the things you were saying, we probably would have gotten through this. But
oh, boy, now what are we going to do?
We're going to hold on for a second, because, yes, the people list is up and coming. And I want to get a little focus on Alex Jones as well. We haven't talked about him for a few weeks, but apparently he's showing up in a couple of news filters. So that's all up and coming here. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 18 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, continuing the last weekend of November. These are the charts and discussions of things going on News Talk Radio for the week of November the 21st to the 25th. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. You get these every week. They're published at talkers.com, and we post them on gooddayshow.com as well. The conversation sort of stopped. We had not gotten to the people list because Michael has been interrupting me so much that it's hard for us to get through these lists. But I'm going to be quiet for a minute and let you finish.
Okay, I'm going to go through these and I won't comment on them.
Okay, maybe I will though. Can I?
Number 10, we have Sam Bankman Fried, although he's fried.
He is fried.
Sam Bankman Fried fried.
He is fried.
Yeah, we commented already, so we've just broken our promise. Number nine, we have the dynamic duo of Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping.
Right. There's a real revolt. You know, there's a real revolt. This is not many, for whatever reason. Oh, my God. The people are really upset because now China is reaping the rewards of what they started with COVID and the shutdown. You know, not only did 4 million plus people die in China, that's just a drop in the bucket in their population, but they're now closing things up again because of the new brand of COVID. And so people look at the economy in China, and they're looking at what's going on, and they're sick of this guy. He's a causer of the president. He's not the president. He's the chairman of the Communist Party. And so good riddance to him if they get rid of him. I think there's a lot of unrest.
You think Xi is
I think
in trouble?
He's slipping on a banana peel.
Oh.
I don't know.
Interesting. All right. We'll watch that carefully. At number eight, we have Musk and Iger. Okay. At number seven, we have Mitch McConnell and Rick Scott. At number six, we have Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. Lauren Boebert is at five.
Why?
And she's been talked about because of some kind of a recount of some sort.
I know. It's an election irregularity.
And also the other one is not on the chart, but she should be, is this Carrie Lake.
Ah,
she's also a recount person.
They're both election deniers, I believe.
They are election deniers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock are the current stars of the Super Bowl of politics.
Three counts.
they're going to have an election in a couple of days.
That's right. I think it's next weekend, as a matter of fact.
And that'll have a major implication on the balance of power in the Senate. So it's a national, it's sort of a national vote. Ron DeSantis is at 3, Donald Trump is at 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1, and barely over Trump. Trump, in some cases, could be number 1. I mean, it's very hard.
Yeah, to well, but it, it, but in talking about all of this stuff, you know, the election, I'd scoff at the election deniers, but in fact, there is a point here, Michael, that some, in some way, we have to reckon with the mess that is our election system. Nothing is perfect. But when you look at the irregularities caused by people using the mail to send in their ballot, what nonsense is that? And then we, you know, people go to vote on Tuesday. Why can't we do Saturday and Sunday? Why do we have to have any the focus on early voting? I can't tell you how many people listened to my program in Pennsylvania who were annoyed because they voted before the only debate that the two had, and after they saw Fetterman, they wanted to change their vote, but they couldn't.
Well, you can take that argument to its furthest logical extension and say after the guy was in office, they wish they could turn their vote around.
So all I'm saying
is that there's a big difference between. Let's talk about this on the other side. It's interesting.
Why don't we do that? How about what a great idea? 28 after on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Whey, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Whey has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Whey can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mexico's president says President Biden will visit the country in January. Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador says Biden will visit Mexico City in early January as part of a North American Leaders Summit previously scheduled for December, which will include Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. American households are feeling the squeeze from rising prices. A Moody's Analytics report of October data shows the average household is spending $433 more a month to buy the same goods and services it did a year ago. That figure is down slightly from the $445 figure reported in September. Consumer prices jumped 7.5% in October from the year before. Qatar becomes the first host country to be eliminated from the World Cup after two games. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here with Talk Inspiration is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. We're going back to a discussion of the elections, how the election, the actual work is done. The actual process of getting elected, let's separate the people who are running and how they try to get elected with the process of, you know, city clerks and town clerks and people who run these election things and what we ought to be doing as a focus going forward to make the elections legit. Lots of people, most people, in fact, that I talk to, whether it's on the air or off the air about this, think that there is a real concern, and there is, I think, legitimate concern about the way elections are conducted. And then you go from there into, okay, what do we do to fix it? And then there's not much agreement, right?
I guess so. I don't know. Yes, we agree there's not much agreement. But this whole issue of there's a huge gap between thinking that the election system in a complicated country such as the United States of America, where local sovereignty and states' rights are as important, if not more, than federal central government. Obviously, democracy and elections are going to be messy, and that you've got to constantly be vigilant, keep your eye on it, and make sure that it's both up to date in terms of its technological potential and up to date in terms of not allowing corruption, which runs deep in the human condition. That being said, it doesn't necessarily mean that the elections are not legit, that the people that are complaining about these election deniers, because they tend to only complain about elections that they lose. They don't complain about elections they win. Mm-hmm. And there's,
of course,
there's a hypocrisy attached to it. So, look, many, many lies that politicians and countries' leaders, state leaders, governors, many of the lies that people have told in public policy are based on a grain of truth. But they're still lies. And that's the way I see the election denier thing. It's basically a lie. Take this woman in Arizona. She said that if she loses, it's going to be because it was rigged.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, but
So who believes that? Who in their right mind believes at the beginning? It's just so usury, if you will, for somebody like that. Who is just about splash and self. That's, you know, she's a self-aggrandizer.
Remember when Donald Trump lost in the 2015-2016 primaries to Ted Cruz in the Iowa caucus, he lost that one. Mm-hmm. He claimed that it was rigged.
Right, yeah.
That's the default. It's rigged. Do you remember when you were a kid, there were certain kids you couldn't play games with because they were sore losers. And
right.
They always tried to change. The current phrase is they move the goalposts.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They change the rules to suit their situation.
To suit themselves.
You ever play Scrabble with a cheater?
This is the way it works in countries that are not democracies. You think the Ayatollah puts up with if things don't go his way? He just changes things. You think in China, the people, the people running the government, they don't like what happens, they just change it. In Russia...
Well, unfortunately, when people don't trust each other enough where every election now is considered fraudulent, it's because we don't trust the workers. We don't trust the vote counters. When people don't trust each other, then the only answer to this problem is a authoritarian single party system. The lack of trust is what creates a police state. When people no longer trust each other, they turn to the government to make sure that the other bad guys out there don't get a leg up and we lose our freedom. With freedom, you have to trust your fellow citizen. The more that citizens trust each other, the more freedom we have. When we don't trust each other, and sometimes for good reason, sometimes we're just not trustworthy, the answer is the opposite of democracy. The answer is the opposite of freedom.
It really is an amazing reality. It really is.
Yeah.
All right.
Why are the Russians so happy with a strongman government that they even went back toward it after they had it? They don't trust each other, the Russians.
Mm-mm. No. No, they don't. That is for sure. Okay. So, speaking of not trusting, this fellow, Sam Bankman-Fried, or Fried, I think we referred to him earlier as
Fried.
So, the whole thing about Bitcoin, honestly, I say this with all openness, I do not understand any of this.
Good, you're an honest man.
I don't.
I understand that it's not understandable on purpose. I understand that it's shady. When I say shady, I don't necessarily mean dishonest. I mean it's murky. It's not.
Yeah, it's murky.
Transparent.
Yeah.
Once again, it's not regulated. You got to trust each other. I didn't buy. I never bought into it. I've always been a critic of cryptocurrency, and maybe the technology someday will be how we do things. We're not ready for it, and people rushed it. Yeah, I'm not ready for it. I can't see a thing being both a commodity and a currency. Cryptocurrency. This is the way now we are going to be buying and selling things with this cryptocurrency. Well, if it's cryptocurrency and it's replacing the dollar and fiat money, which is government printed money, based upon a trust in the government, well, then how is it both a currency and a commodity? How do you invest in what do you buy it with? Dollars?
You buy it with dollars.
Think about it.
Yeah.
And think about all of these things that are the next big hedge against the dollar, against money.
Mm-hmm.
How come the people that are selling the gold that's going to keep you okay and the crypto that's going to keep you okay and all of the different instruments that are out there, how come the people that are selling these to you based upon the fact that the economy is going down and the dollar is going to be worthless, why do they charge dollars for these things?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious what's going on here. So anyway, while we're in the economy slot here at number three, I thought it was pretty interesting this week all the conversation that has been started, I thought it was long overdue, about people getting gouged by car dealerships, or when you're trying to find a new car and you can't, you buy a used car and the prices are so high, and now people are realizing that they won't hold their value. There are new cars being produced, but once again, the Chinese are being blamed because of the chip shortage. There are all kinds of blames, and whether or not some people have floated the idea that it was a conspiracy just to get people to pay more money so the car makers could make 30% more profit this year like the oil companies did. What do you think of that for a conspiracy?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I've never understood how the automobile industry works. It's just like I don't understand how crypto works. I don't understand. You know?
But you do understand how the world of News Talk Radio works. So let's go to Alex Jones, who once again this past week was in the headlines because of more charges. But now the focus is on where his assets are, and the news media people who don't like him to begin with, the liberals in the news media don't like him. I'm not saying everybody who's in the news media is liberal, but, you know, you get the New York Times on, your butt, and they're going to keep digging. So apparently Alex has been maneuvering around some of his assets so he doesn't have to pay these people off. I'm not surprised, because I think that's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a shock.
Yeah.
such a nice, quiet boy.
Yeah, right. What has he done, if anything, really, do you think, to our business? Do people understand that he is who he is and isolate him? I mean, people used to say Rush Limbaugh was the business.
Rush Limbaugh wasn't the business. Rush Limbaugh was a major part of the business, because if Rush Limbaugh were the business, then what are you, chopped liver? I mean, the Beatles were rock and roll. Oh, what about the Beach Boys? What about,
right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. The Stones.
This whole thing about any one entity being the business. Mm-hmm. But you can't compare Limbaugh to Alex Jones. Limbaugh was upon which a whole new wave of industry, communications, and politics were sparked by him.
Yeah.
Alex Jones, when I was a supporter of Alex Jones, basically I was a supporter of this guy that was showing the industry how you can take talk radio and put it online.
Mm-hmm.
That he was a pioneer in the distribution of analog into digital media.
Yeah.
That was his contribution, and we're talking 20-some-odd years ago. He was an emerging figure, and he did it with what was called conspiracy theories, but back in those days, it was more investigative journalism. There's a very fine line between a conspiracy theory and investigative journalism.
Uh-huh.
And he just went too far. And one thing you said, people in the liberal media don't like him. I don't think people in any media like him. I think
no.
The conservatives dislike him as much because mm-hmm. they see him as a blight on the conservative movement.
Yeah. He's a distraction. All right. I'm going to lead into a conversation about MyPillow by acknowledging that Elon Musk asked publicly this week what the story is with this guy Mike Lindell, and are MyPillows really any good? And so in response to that, Lindell was smart. He loaded a truck up with all kinds of MyPillow products and sent it to Elon Musk. So,
wow.
There you go.
Who then proceeded to launch them all into space.
Space, right. So we'll have MyPillows forever.
Right, floating around with his car.
Well, you know, I've gotten people accuse me, or not accuse me, but they don't like it because I went back to selling the sheets and the pillows and stuff from MyPillow.com. And you know what? I tell him to go take a hike. This guy may be a controversial character. He may not be your best friend. He may not be my best friend. But there are people who want to buy this stuff, and there are people working in that plant. These are all made in America. So I take every opportunity to send people to MyPillow.com, buy the sheets or whatever, use the promo code DS, and you get a great buy. How's that for sticking in your ear?
I think you've explained yourself perfectly well, and we will forgive you.
Thank you. That's nice to know. All right, coming up, what's going on in the helms spot of Michael Harrison's interview? That's coming up after this. The people that try to prepare this and put it at least in your ear once during each hour of our countdown and the information, the ancillary conversations that go with. At number 10 on the people list, Sam Bankman-Fried, the fellow involved in Bitcoin and all that sort of thing. Number 9, Abad Vlad Pukin Putin. Number 8 is Elon Musk. Number 7, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, and Kevin McCarthy tied at 6. Lauren Boebert is 5. Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock at 4, tied. Ron DeSantis is in the 3rd position, Donald Trump in the 2nd position, and Joe Biden in number 1. So even though it's Thanksgiving week, we still have the same old list of the same old politicians who seem to be capturing people's attention. So from number 7 to number 1, all politicians, you'd think Thanksgiving, you'd give it a rest. Okay, well, that's my editorial comment, and that's the list here on the countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. The all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off, that's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the charts for the week of November the 21st to the 25th. Brightly delivered, hopefully, from number 10 to number 1. Number 10, as you might imagine, although you don't know where this might fit in the top 10 list, it was Thanksgiving. And number 9 is space exploration. Pretty exciting what the Artemis moon mission is doing. At number 8, COVID and RSV. Health in the focus. Number 7, crime is in the focus. Number 6, the Virginia Walmart shootings. Number 5, the war. Number 4, what's going on with changes in big-time business like Bob Iger going back to Disney and continuing yak about Musk and Twitter. At number 3, the economy, potential rail strike there. Trump and his legal issues is 2, and still politics reigns. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, what's the scoop of the Michael Harrison interview this week, Michael?
We got a guy named Michael Ostrowski, not a superstar, not famous to the listeners, kind of a behind-the-scenes guy, a marketing pioneer, a digital marketer. And basically, when Bob Iger was brought back to Disney, I was inspired to say, you know, even Disney can't figure out a way to make money on the Internet.
Everybody, wow, you know, that's true, yeah.
And if Disney has to bring back Bob Iger to make Disney Plus pay when they've got this thing, what about the average guy that owns a radio station, owns a newspaper, a person out there trying to, you know, put a podcast out there? How tough is it? So I talked to an expert on digital marketing, and it's very interesting. It's a bit in the weeds, you know. It's behind the scenes.
But those are good sometimes to have that, because we need a focus that sort of is the story behind the story. So check it out. The Michael Harrison interview, mhinterview.com. It's also at talkers.com. Michael and Doug here at 10 before the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A happy Thanksgiving to my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is not only a fabulous lawyer, if those two words can go together, they certainly would go together for Steve, and the founder of Scamicide, something that you should be paying attention to, especially this time of year, right? We get into the Christmas season, and there are all kinds of scams, not that they aren't the problem during the year, but because people are more giving at this time of year, the more liable to open up their wallets. And
it is the most wonderful time of the year, but for the scammers, and remember, it's scam artists, the only criminals we call artists, this is absolutely their biggest part. And whether it's phony charities or people shopping online or even shopping in a brick-and-mortar store, one of the biggest things I would tell people is when you're getting out that card, don't use your debit card. Your debit card looks like a credit card, but it's tied right to your bank account. And under kind of quirks in the federal law, the protection you have from fraud is almost non-existent with a debit card. And if you don't report that fraud immediately, you could end up losing your entire bank account. While with a credit card, if there's fraud, you're going to be held liable for no more than $50. And frankly, I've never seen a credit card company even do that.
Nope. All right, let's go to the economy, which is number three this week in some of the stories. And there are people who think that the car companies have gouged them, the automobile manufacturers, and I guess some dealers as well. And I've gone back and forth, spent thousands of dollars. So I guess my question to you is, what do you advise the people who have a beef with a car dealership? New cars, used cars?
Knowing you live in Massachusetts and the fact that you probably bought that, if you bought that car here,
yes,
there in Massachusetts we have a new and a used car lemon law. And quite frankly, if that car didn't pass inspection, then you should be able to get your money back pretty readily. And just about all of the states have lemon laws. And quite often they're tied to other laws which are for unfair and deceptive trade practices, such that you actually can even get triple damages, triple the amount you lose if the automobile company and the person selling it to you doesn't stand behind it. So I would suggest one of the first things, if you're having a problem with a car, used or new, check out, maybe go to your state's attorney general's website and find out the specific laws in your state, but you will find that there is a lot of protection there, and even more protection if the auto dealer does end up hesitating, stalling, or giving you a hard time. So that's for everybody, and you give me a call off air if you have more further questions.
Well, I'm actually, this guy says to me, well, you didn't get it inspected in the 30 days. I said I couldn't get it inspected. I still can't get it inspected. It won't pass. All right. Black Friday, the whole business there of deals and whether there are scams attached to Black Friday. I suppose there's scams attached to pretty much everything.
There are. But, you know, when it comes to the Black Friday, most of those are in the stores themselves. And sometimes what you will find is some less than scrupulous stores will do the proverbial bait and switch, try and get you in there. They've got a great price for something, but a limited amount of them, like two. And so they argue, well, you know, that was a legitimate ad. We had some. Again, every state will have laws that protect you from that kind of misleading advertising. The bigger thing is when you're going online for Cyber Monday or whenever you're going to do your shopping, and so many of us do it now online, remember to use that credit card rather than the debit card, and don't leave that credit card on file. It's certainly attractive to do so because you don't have to do that onerous thing of putting in your credit card again. The problem is these websites get hacked so often, and if your credit card is on file there, it's going to be grabbed and you're going to have problems. Also, you want to make sure if you do go online, make sure it is the real website, because some of these scammers are absolutely incredible as to the phony websites that will look like the legitimate dealers. You know, you want to stay away from ones you've never heard of, or you can Google their name with scam next to it and see what comes up. But I did a piece once for NBC where live on the air, we put in the Walmart website, or what we thought was, looked great. But when we looked it up under a domain search company called whois.com, it tells you who owns the website and how long it's been up. We found the Walmart website was owned only, it had only been up for about 6 months, and it was owned by somebody in Nigeria. So you got to check out to make sure that website you're shopping on is legit.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.